Yes, yes. All right, so that was Never Another, and they like to play at the Wolf Bar in Maple Ridge, and Keith hangs out there once in a while, right?
Yeah, I've got a few places that I tend to visit a lot, and it's usually whatever city I'm living in at the time or whatnot, I'll find a venue that I like to go to, and I get to know the staff, and if they let me bring a camera in and do my thing, it's even better. But I like the Wolf. It's the best kept little secret. It's turning into a very popular little music spot in Maple Ridge there. The staff is phenomenal. Natalie has been doing a great job. But it allows me to take new cameras, new lenses, try different things. Mm-hmm. And with my existing cameras that I shoot with, I know what I can pull out of certain venues. So there's places like that and different venues around town that I enjoy going to because I know what I can do with it. So it's a matter when you're starting out, and this is for aspiring concert photographers.
Yes. Give them some tips.
To give you an idea, when I got started, I was shooting in places like the Cobalt. Mm-hmm. And the Cobalt's having a resurgence, but back when they were doing metal days and the floor was rotting and all sorts of things, I would shoot in situations where they had like one red light hanging over top of the stage, and the vocalist would hit it and it would swing back and forth, so you were trying to time your shots where the red light was over on one side of the stage or the other.
Oh gosh.
I became very proficient at low light photography because and when you're working in the bars, that's what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody complains, trying to shoot a drummer is virtually impossible.
Yeah.
Because they're hardly ever lit.
Mm-hmm.
But that's for aspiring photographers, that's where you need to go. Get to know your local watering hole. Just take a camera in, get to know the bands, and it's a big part of it is networking.
Yes.
I mean, as a concert photographer, we all love going to Rogers Arena or the Commodore or Abbotsford Center and having the big shows with all the lights, and that's another challenge altogether, but usually you can pull off some really good shots. Where you really have to learn your chops, basically, is in these little bars that are dimly lit, and try and pull off some photos that the bands like, and just build it up from there. And you get to know your camera very intimately.
Amazing. Okay, and going back to the Wolf, where do you recommend to eat?
Oh, when I'm at the Wolf.
Yes.
The Wolf has a food truck. They're called Holy Taco.
Holy Taco.
Holy Taco and Mexi Treats. I can't say enough about these people. They are, it's a lovely couple, and they make the best tacos. So absolutely delicious. If you see them at any other events, because I know they're going to be out roaming around probably doing the food truck events that go on in the city around, if you ever see them, stop and grab a taco. You will not be disappointed.
Amazing. Okay, and we're gonna play Heathen Sins next. And how do you know Heathen Sins? We know Randy from Heathen.
Randy.
Yes.
Yep. I met Randy a couple of years back, and basically I offered my services. He took them up, and I photographed a couple of different lineups and had a really nice promo. And then, you know, a few of the members stepped away from that lineup. But the latest lineup he's got, it's Randy, Gus on vocals, Julian on guitar, Keith on bass, and Tyler on drums, and they are phenomenal. Like, it's a really good, tight unit. And I hear a lot of bands, and yeah, these guys are definitely worth checking out. Which I should mention, they are playing this weekend at Lana Lou's, along with another band, Scars and Arrow in the Quiver. We'll be right back.
following area: West Coast, North America, specifically Canada. A viral outbreak has occurred. It is highly contagious and lethal. Please stay in your bars and do not panic. If you come in contact with a diseased individual, please call the Center for Disease Control immediately and quarantine individuals who show symptoms. Symptoms include but are not limited to seizures, headbanging, hot skin, sweating, anger, violent outbursts, extreme hunger, and bleeding from the eyes, nose, and ears. This is not a test.
Hey, we are back with Mr. Keith Clark. What? Okay, so yes, we've been chatting away, and he's got this cool idea. Tell me about this great idea.
The art show idea.
Yes.
Yeah, so a while back I threw it out on my social media channels to see if anybody would be remotely interested in seeing any concert photography at a show. And basically put on like an art show where I gather up a bunch of my contemporaries in Vancouver. Because personally, there's so many photographers in Vancouver that I am just blown away by the level of talent that these people have. I've got huge admiration for them. I could name a bunch, a few right off the top of my head that I will
Me
name.
Too.
is Tony... Hornsgate,
mm-hmm.
and her daughter Heather. Sorry, Tony, if I messed up your name, but they're phenomenal. Jovan and his wife, and now their daughter. They do the Monster of Rock cruises. Phenomenal photographer. Derek Carr is like amazing. He's just started doing the cruises, but his body of work is just amazing, and I can't go without saying Darren Luca, who is one of my favorite photographers, Rod Grimm. Me and Grimm hung out for a long time shooting all sorts of stuff, and we've got good stories of certain events that we'll keep between us. But and then Sharon Steele. I mean, she is a phenomenal photographer, both in concert and just in everything else. I've huge admiration for these people, and I would love to pull them all in, as well as others, and just have a showing of their work and mine printed up on a wall, and just
I would love that. I'm just getting goosebumps
cycle
just thinking
through.
About it.
So that's kind of the concept I've got, and. Yeah, if anybody's out there that's into event coordination, you know, hit me up and shoot me a message, because I know the photography side. I don't really know about coordinating any of the event stuff. So
yeah, let's make this happen. I think it's a great idea. Okay, and you got a funny story about Rebel Priest.
So Rebel Priest.
Yeah.
I met Jamie and Benny many, many years ago at International Showcase at the Rickshaw. And they were playing for another band called Lust Boys. And I remember I was chatting to probably some people. And all of a sudden they took the stage, and I looked over, and I just looked at the one woman that I was chatting with. And I said, I've always wanted to shoot a Guns N' Roses type band. And I went down and I shot them, got some of the best shots from that weekend. And from there, you know, I shared them with them and became friends with Benny and Jamie. And
Nate.
and then when they formed Rebel Priest, Nate got in there. And yeah, it's I love those guys. They're great. They're a great bunch of guys to hang out with. I can't say enough good things about them. I've shot them a bunch of times. And yeah. I'm looking forward. We've kind of been throwing out the idea of maybe me going to Japan with them in the fall. But
yeah,
I don't know, Jamie, make it happen.
All right. Here's some thrash and roll. Here's Warhorse on CJSF.
Oh,
Yeah, that was War Horse Thrash and Roll, baby.
Trash and roll.
Oh, you say trash?
Trash and roll.
Okay, I say thrash, but you say trash.
No, it's trash and roll.
All the way. All the way, baby. Okay. So we're going to talk about you are also planning to do a book. Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah. I've been compiling a bunch of different concert photography shots that I've taken over, well, actually the last 5 years. But I'm going to, if I get into this book the way I want to, it's going to be a bunch of different ones over the last decade. Basically, I've got it compiled to the point where I like the layout of it.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm just shopping around for a publisher and I'm talking to a couple of different things. So hopefully, maybe by Christmas?
Christmas, yeah.
We might be looking at a release date.
Oh, so. Amazing, amazing. Okay, and I see you brought some samples here.
I brought some samples.
To the studio, yeah. And they are amazing photos, and there's such a wide range of genres here as well. Name some of the famous people that you have photography.
That I've shot?
that you've shot. Thank you.
That I've taken photos of, not shot.
Okay, sorry.
I keep getting corrected on social media about that. That sounds strange. It's all sorts. Well, basically, I think one of the last times you saw me in a live event,
mm-hmm.
Aside from at the Wolf, was the F Cancer benefit for F Cancer number 2. Sadly, Rocket Norton just passed away last week or earlier this week.
Yes.
And so I've got tons of photos from that. That was 6,500 photos in one night,
mm-hmm.
that I shot. And there were over 40 artists. And I tried to capture the essence of everybody on stage. And so just from there, from West Coast talent, I mean, I've got, you know, Rocket and Lee Aaron and Jeff Neal from Street Heart and Mike Reno and Paul Dean from Loverboy and a whole bunch of guys, John Hall from Prism, Al Harlow, a fellow by the name of Ray Roper from a band called Stonebolt back in from the 80s. Dave Willis was the lead singer of Stonebolt. So just a wide variety of different stars. I've had the luxury of photographing, you know.
I saw Biff naked in there.
Yep, Biff is in there.
Yeah.
Who else have I? Kim Mitchell, Tom Cochran I've shot a few times. Actually, it's one of my favorite photos is the wide angle one of him on stage. But I know the photo that you're referring to is I shot a I Love the 90s tour,
mm-hmm.
and I've got some incredible shots of Vanilla Ice.
Yeah.
And I know you were commenting about that.
I was.
But yeah, it was every time people see that in one of my books or on my website, they're like, is that Vanilla Ice? And yeah, yes, it is. So.
He was huge back in the day, folks, just so you know.
He was, yes. I'm dating myself. But he's a fun guy. I mean, he invited half of Abbotsford Center on from the floor,
mm-hmm.
onto the stage during Ice Ice Baby.
Yeah, so. can you describe when in the 90s, what did you look like? Was your hair long or, you know, tell me about what you wore.
Well, basically jeans and... We had these things called beer shirts.
Mm.
So basically it was just kind of a knit shirt that had a beer brand on the back of it and a logo on the front. And, funny story, I was doing family photos and I put on a nice dress shirt and a bolo tie and all that. My mom looked at me and goes, no, go put your jeans in your other shirt that you normally wear on. So all of my family photos, I've got my typical look through the 80s. So, but yeah, not really much of a mullet, but a little bit.
All right. Well, we're going to get to a brass camel. Here's Pressure Cooker, and then we're going to say our goodbyes after this. All right. So stay tuned, folks. This is Brass Camel on CJSF.
Mm-hmm. talk. Don't act like there's nothing to see here. Gotta find a way to make it stop.
Feel the pressure, and it's cooking because we're getting to the last
to the
few minutes.
Here.
Yes, we are. Okay, so we're going to end with The Great Unknown. Tell me about Spendo.
So Spendo, Spencer Tomlinson, he's a great performer. Basically, you just heard Brass Camel, and that was Danny James. They all played in a band together called Aviator Shades back a few years ago, and these are now the bands that they're in. But Spendo's doing some really great things. I was able to shoot both Brass Camel and Spendo at the Wise Hall. Great group of guys, phenomenal musicians, multi-talented. Can't say enough about them. Definitely go check out either band if you get a chance. And
and where can people follow you, Keith?
Now, for me, you can find me at keithclarkphotography.com or keithclark.ca. I'll take you right to the music side of it. I'm on Instagram and Facebook, and it's just at Keith Clark Photog.
Excellent. Thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby. We'll catch you all next week. Peace.